Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. I'm here broadcasting live today from the SDPBU studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Across the table from me, Bill Markinton. He is the state chairman for Ducks Unlimited for South Dakota. Ducks Unlimited, or let's make that distinction correct. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for being here, first of all.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And it is South Dakota Ducks Unlimited, and we're just one small part of a huge national organization.
All right, so let's start there with the national organization and give us an idea. The first thing that I think of when I think of Ducks Unlimited, and I know very little, is conservation. Do you find that that's what most people have top of mind, and is that what you want to be known for, first off?
You know, it's interesting. As I've taken on this role, I've gone out and I've asked a lot of people, Ducks Unlimited, what do you know or what do you think? Mm. And many of them come back and they say it's a bunch of duck hunters, you know, that they like to get out in the outdoors. And it's very pleasing to hear that you come back. It's a conservation organization. Mm. And primarily, Ducks Unlimited is a conservation organization. We're founded by duck hunters. If you go back in our history, 80-some years ago, it was a group of duck hunters that saw that the environment was disappearing. The opportunity to get out and hunt was disappearing, and they founded the organization to start that. It's not unlike what Theodore Roosevelt did with the National Park System, but this is a volunteer effort that's funded throughout the United States with chapters in many counties and cities within South Dakota.
How big is the organization in the state?
We've got about 6,000 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
in the state. We host about 50 events in the state. From a paid perspective, though, we've only got about 6 people that work for Ducks Unlimited within South Dakota. So, yeah, it's primarily a volunteer-based organization.
Hmm. So you're a volunteer chairman?
I am a volunteer chairman.
You're appointed to be a volunteer chairman or elected?
Appointed by a group of past chairmen and state leaders actively involved. And if anything, I'd say it's been a real honor to take on this role. But it's also being a volunteer, it costs a lot of money to do it because we travel on our own and we go to national events and all of those things are on our own dollars. We don't take any of the money that we fundraise to pay for any of that. That has to come out of our pockets as volunteers.
Interesting. So it also takes time and probably as much time as you're willing to give it. I'm sure in some ways it's bottomless to what you could do with the time. What makes you want to make a commitment like that? What about the organization made you want to say that resounding yes?
You know, I've been asked that question a couple of different times, and I look back to, I think it was 12 years old on my Uncle Walt's farm up in Minnesota, and I got my chance to duck hunt the first time, and a passion was driven into me at that time. I've been lucky over the last 42 years that I've duck hunted every year and had an opportunity to get out there and do that. I've been able to raise my family up in the tradition of hunting and getting them to enjoy the outdoors, and now I just see it's a time to give back. I'm at that point, and my wife and I, we're empty nesters now, and we've got time available. It's time to give back and create a legacy for others to follow.
How did you watch it change from the time you were 12, when you probably weren't even noticing, or you might even remember it differently than it really was? But throughout the decades, being out duck hunting every season, do you notice some visible changes, some tangible changes that concern you?
Yeah, there are quite a few things that are happening out there, and to me, as we have to work together and we have to balance things. Agriculture, I firmly understand everybody needs to make a living. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of things that are happening from that perspective with the loss of CRP acres that are out there. We're seeing the loss of temporary wetlands that used to be available in the fields. When you drive out in a spring field and you'd see a little puddle of water out there, every puddle of water would have a duck in it. Now with the use of tiling techniques and other things that are out there, a lot of those puddles of water are now gone. So it's making some dramatic impacts on our landscape, and there's things that we have to figure out and we have to balance.
So let's talk about some of the major initiatives, you know, just heading into 2018. You know, what are you looking to do? What are you looking to get people talking about?
You know, first of all, I want to understand what Ducks Unlimited is all about,
right,
and the conservation aspect of it. And we're really focusing on water quality initiatives. Drive around South Dakota and take a look at the green ponds that we have. They used to be clear. Take a look at the green streams that we have. They used to be clear. We talk about our rivers, and the James River is a highly polluted river from runoff that happens out there. So we have to clean up our landscape to keep this stuff from flowing into our ponds or rivers and our lakes that are out there. Mm. And we can do that and accomplish that with a number of different ways. Part of it is changing some of our farming techniques. We're investing heavily in some research on cover crops and providing cover crop opportunities to farmers that are out there. And what I liken it to, and as I've talked with our DU biologist, right now when you go out there and you see a cornfield, it's like a parking lot with stalks of corn in it. It's just black dirt that's out there. By implementing a cover crop strategy, you're improving the soil health, and you're going to improve the opportunity for that soil to retain moisture, and you're going to get less runoff going into our rivers, creeks, and streams. Mm.
It seems like with the conversations on agriculture we've had on this program in just the last year, that that's a predominant theme, and that farmers and producers know this, and then the challenge is, so are you seeing that when you talk to people in the field, you talk to, you know, agriculture leaders in the state, that they're on the same page as you are, and it's just a matter of figuring out how to make things work economically?
Yeah, and there's a number of them that get it. They understand. They see what's happening to the landscape. They see what's happening to their dirt out there. Mm-hmm. And they know they need to do some things differently. And we're extremely appreciative of that. We're not looking to take anything away from a farmer and their opportunity to make money out there. We just want to balance things. We want to kind of get it back into balance. We want to be able to see our wildlife flourish out there and provide opportunities for future generations to enjoy the things we have.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about your efforts then with in Washington, or is that something that you set your eyes on to really talk to the congressional delegation about some of these issues?
Yeah, that's a big initiative for Ducks Unlimited, is to work with Washington. And DU actually has an office that's only about two blocks from the Capitol out there. And we've got about 12 full-time employees out there that are constantly talking to our senators and House people as well out there. And there are a couple of big initiatives. One that's coming up very quickly is NACA, which is the North American Wetland Conservation Act. And that's dollars that are funded out of a lot of our stamps that we purchase. And it's not a huge amount of dollars when you look at it, but it's dollars that are important to DU. And the important part about NACA is you have to have matching funds. Mm-hmm. So we raise funds for Ducks Unlimited, and then we take that and we get matching funds from the NACA dollars out there, and then we invest it in projects. That's something that very few people know. In South Dakota, with NACA and the matching funds, they've spent $116 million.
Wow.
Life to date.
In South Dakota?
Just in South Dakota, yeah.
That must compare somewhat favorably with other states. We have a strong presence here. Can I make that inference without knowing all the other numbers, though?
South Dakota, when it comes to ducks, is the best of the best. Hmm. If you look at a map and you look at where ducks are reared at, South Dakota is the premier ground for raising ducks.
Yeah. When's the season? I don't know when duck season is.
It usually starts around the third weekend of September.
Okay.
And in some areas in South Dakota, it starts a little bit later than that, and it'll go through either the end of December or into January.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your volunteer base and what you're doing to sort of grow that in the state and bring that next generation up. Yeah.
You know, we've got a proud base of about 6,000 volunteers. I got to say, a lot of them are turning gray.
Yeah,
and we need to bring youth into the picture, and you know, that's one of our other key initiatives as well, is from an education perspective and bringing young people into the outdoors. And it's not all to go out there and just tote a gun. It isn't. You know, an incredible time right now, between now and the middle of April, is go out and see this spring snow goose migration. Mm. If you haven't witnessed that, you got to see it.
I haven't witnessed that. Tell me about it, because I'm intrigued.
It's incredible. You only have to go about 40 miles west of here, and when the snow geese are flying, you'll look up and the sky will be filled with geese. You know, there's just millions of geese that are flying north as they begin their breeding and getting to their breeding grounds.
Interesting. Do you have children?
I do. My wife and I, we have two boys and a girl.
Right, because you said you're an empty nester. So
yes.
What do you, I'm assuming that you pass this tradition down to at least one of those kids, if not all of them.
You know, Not all of them haven't embraced the hunting tradition as much as I have. My two boys have. My daughter has been a huge softball player, so that took up quite a bit of her time. But they've all embraced Ducks Unlimited, and they're all actively engaged when we have our events, our fundraising events, and they participate. We had our state convention, and both my oldest boy and my daughter were at the state convention helping out and volunteering there. Mm-hmm. They understand the importance of it and what conservation efforts mean, so they're embracing it as well.
Did you find that you were having those conversations with them, you know, when you went hunting, that it was about more than just, as you say, you know, carrying a gun and bringing home ducks?
You know, when I look back over my 40 years of hunting, the fondest memories I have are sitting with either my children or another young person and watching the pond wake up in the morning and hearing the sounds that are out there and the sunrise coming up over it and hearing the wing beats of the ducks coming by. It's an amazing time, and it's hard to explain to somebody unless you've been there and been part of it. And do I carry a gun? You know, I enjoy doing it, but it's not important to me anymore. What's important is introducing somebody else to the outdoors.
Hmm. Bill Marketon is state chairman for South Dakota Ducks Unlimited. I hope you'll come back and talk with us more in the future. Thank you today for your time.
Absolutely. Would welcome the opportunity. Thank you.